Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Depth at Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 14th. Well, guys, it's Valentine's Day. You might want to think about getting your lady a little bit of candy or some flowers out there. Stay out of the doghouse. Just a word to the wise. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 4¾ cents, 6.46¼. March wheat down 11½ cents, 7.86¼. And March beans down 18½ cents at 15.64½. Didn't see much reason for the sell-off. It's still dry in Argentina. Southern Brazil is still dry. The Russian-Ukrainian situation, while Russia didn't go in, there's still talk about them going in any day now. I think it's partially that we didn't see any export sales here this morning. So China wasn't in the market last night for beans. And I think the market was a little bit disappointed with that. And after yesterday's price action, I think it was just more of a continuation. But, certainly if Russia does go into Ukraine, the wheat will have the biggest response, maybe short-lived, but corn and beans will follow suit to some extent out here. Now, I got the dollar back up 15, 16 ticks here. It's back over 96 cents at 96.23. I don't think that'll have much impact. Crude oil has broken over $2 a barrel out here. That may be the real big reason for the break in the grains. We got up to 94.94 overnight, currently at 92.47, down 62 cents. So maybe that was the big push there. Overall, there's been some talk that Russia might move into Ukraine at the same time China moves into Taiwan, and that could be certainly right after the Olympics. So I think people are a little bit concerned about that out here. If China does go into Taiwan, that isn't friendly for the bean market and to some extent the corn market. For the next several weeks, we're going to be playing this acreage game. Are we going to plant less corn? Are we going to plant a few more acres of corn? Are the beans going to win out here? The old crop, new crop bean spread's gone from 164 down to 137 here today. That may be an indication that we're going to see a few more corn acres out there. But it's really hard to tell this early. We'll see what the intentions report is, but that's, 6 weeks away. But we'll start to hear a lot of chatter about that in the meantime. I think I mentioned it's dry in Argentina. Southern Brazil is dry. But I don't think that's going to be the big movers out here today. We'll see what the export inspections are at 10 o'clock. But overall, market seems a little bit tired here. Funds aren't quite as long corn as we thought they were, but they're still long. 346,000 contracts of corn. They're short. They're long 19,000 now on the wheat, long 173 beans, long 92 meal, and 87 oil. So they're pretty long out here. Maybe they want to change that. We'll have to see. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.